Welcome to Output PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Cecily Crow, and today's guest is JAMA Software CEO Scott Roth. Welcome, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
So, Scott, you recently became CEO of JAMA. What drew you to the company, and what was it like jumping in with such a fast-growing business?
So I just started about 6 months ago as CEO, and it was a great transition. So I've actually been able to watch the company since the early stages, living here in Portland. Company's been around for about 9 years, and I saw kind of the momentum building. And really what drew me was the market opportunity. So JAMA has a fantastic brand, a fantastic culture, fantastic products, but what was really exciting to me is the whole market is kind of opening up right in front of us. Because of what our software does and how it helps our customers. So it's kind of the great combination of great people, great culture, great product, but a huge market that we could go after.
So speaking of product, tell us a little bit more about what it is that JAMA Software does.
Sure. So JAMA is a software platform that companies use to manage the complex product development process. And what I mean by that is almost every single company on the planet right now that has a physical product is thinking about how do they build software and connectivity into that product. And so once you go down a path of trying to do that, it makes the product development process get really, really complicated.
Yeah, there's so many people involved.
Yeah, really challenging. Tons of people involved, people with different development methodologies because you have physical product designers, you have hardware designers, you have software developers, all trying to work together to get this one thing out the market. And that's really what JAMA helps our customers do, is we help them really work through the product development process and increase the pace of innovation for their company, but do that in a way that's safe and structured so that all these teams can actually work together in a unified manner.
And you particularly are an industry expert in software as service. So how, I know that JAMA is transitioning to that. How is that model going to change things?
Sure. Yeah, so I've spent about the last 15 years of my life in enterprise software and software as a service. And, you know, I think there's a couple of dynamics that are happening. So one, everything is moving to the cloud over time. And so it is important to know, I mean, we do have customers who use our software as an on-premises software where they run it on their machines. But we also offer the flexibility to use it as a software as a service and a hosted model with us. The majority of our new customers are choosing to go with that hosted model just because they find that it's a lot easier to get up and running. They don't have to have the internal technical staff to actually run that. What we've actually really started to see is that as companies kind of shift their focus and they have to actually get their products out to market faster, they want software that they're using to constantly be updated as well.
So give us some examples of some of the type of companies that use JAMA software.
Sure. So we're in a really cool spot in that we get to work with a lot of really big companies that are trying to increase the pace of innovation, do things faster, build new smart connected products, but also working with really cool hot startups that are building like new innovative products that are disrupting industries.
Right.
And so, you know, a couple of examples on each end of the spectrum. John Deere is a client of ours that, you know, you think of them as this big Fortune 100 company that has these industrial equipment, things like that. But they really are building great consumer technology. They're using technology to enhance their products and build connected using sensors and things like that that are really changing the way that they go to market and using JAMA as a part of that process. On the smaller side, one of the cool companies that we work with is a company called Spaceflight Industries, and they are building what's been called Uber for rockets. And so it's basically like a ride-sharing system for satellites. And so if you have a need for satellite imagery as part of your business, but you don't want to build out that whole infrastructure, Spaceflight can do that as a service. They're a great customer that's using JAMA. They have a lot of regulations that they have to adhere to for sending satellites up to space.
Right, naturally.
And so they are a great customer that standardized on us on how they're building those processes, who across the process is touching that, and how they can actually then demonstrate the safety that's built into the rockets that they're sending up into space or the components that they're using.
So you recently launched a new partnership program. Tell me about that.
So the new partner program that we launched is really focused on a couple of areas. So one, we're trying to get other technology partners, people who have complementary software to ours, to be open to integrating together with Jhana, mm-hmm. so our customers can actually use the software seamlessly together. So that's one pillar of it. The next pillar of it is we're looking for other companies that provide services. So we're primarily a software company, mm-hmm. But we're looking for companies that have consulting arms to them where they're consulting on product development and consulting on innovation to actually use Jhana as part of their practice or part of their services.
Excellent.
And then the last part, which I think is really exciting, is kind of the innovation arm. So we're actually partnering up with universities and incubators. So as students are learning engineering and product development, product design, they can actually use Jhana as a part of their education curriculum.
Wow.
And hopefully build, you know, the projects that they're working on, they can use Jhana and start to experience, you know, firsthand, even while they're still in the classroom, what it's like to use a software platform like ours as far as the projects that they're working.
So shifting gears a little bit, how do you think being headquartered in Portland affects the culture at Jhana?
So first of all, our company and the culture of our company is so unique. The people have amazing backgrounds. Even though we're working in this kind of fast-paced, high-tech environment, everybody has such amazing, diverse interests. And it's kind of like the culmination of all of Portland coming together, working within a software company. So I think we benefit a ton by having just a lot of differing views and opinions that comes with that diversity. The other big part is, you know, people here are just passionate about things. Like they pour everything into whatever it is they're passionate about, whether it's the outdoors, whether it's the food or wine they love. Mm-hmm. And I saw that same thing come through with the passion that our employees have for our customers.
Huh.
It was really amazing. I think so many of our employees care so much about the products that our customers are building with our software.
Wow, and that's really, not that normal.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extension. And when I go out and I talk with our customers, I hear that played back. They're mm-hmm. like, your company and your people, they treat us really well. They're really invested in where we're going. And I think Portland has really, within the tech scene, has really become a hotspot for engineering,
mm-hmm.
As well as, you know, customer support. So those are two areas where it's really easy, I think, for us to find top-notch talent. But then I think part of what I've helped to bring to the table, I have a background in sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so fortunately, I've got a pretty good network of folks that we've been able to tap into. But there's so much creative people in Portland. There are some phenomenal companies who have built up and therefore have great sales forces. So I feel like across the board, I personally have had no problems finding the right talent here in Portland. It seems like it's a great market. There seem to be a lot of people that are coming in looking for technology jobs here in Portland because they like the quality of life, but also want to work for innovative new companies. And so for me, it's been pretty good to just find any open positions that we need.
In Portland, we know that work-life balance is very important. So what are the sort of things that you like to do when you're not in the office?
Well, I have a young family. So my wife
Excellent.
And I have two kids. We have a six-year-old and a two-year-old. So as you can imagine, they consume a lot of our time, but in a great way. They're awesome. And I love anytime I can get extra time to hang out with them. It's great.
Yep. And this is such a great city to have kids in. So.
Great city to have kids. So we love exploring things, going to farmers markets, doing hikes, things like that. I love running and working out. So I'm out here on the waterfront almost every morning or
Excellent.
In the pool. So I spend a lot of time doing that. And then, you know, being here, it's hard not to be able to enjoy things like the great food and wine and beer that we have.
Yep.
That's why I do the working out piece. So I can actually go enjoy a lot of that and kind of make that all work together in harmony.
Yeah, that's great. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to tell our audience about Jhana that we haven't touched on yet?
Check us out. It's an amazing company. I think the company is a very humble company, and so we probably don't get as much credit in the outside that I think we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would love for everybody to just explore Jhana, and we're really doing some neat, innovative things that are helping the companies of the world build the products of tomorrow.
That sounds really cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Scott.
Yeah,
that
you're
was
welcome.
Great.
Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. It was a pleasure.
Well, that concludes this episode of Output PDX. We will see you next time.